Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us, wherever you may be around this world. And we know that we have a lot of first-time listeners that are on the podcast. Thank you. Welcome. Please go back and check out our library of over 200 podcasts. And for those of you that are regular listeners, we love you and we appreciate your commitment to being on this journey with us. So we have, I think, what will be an interesting podcast topic.
Every podcast topic is an interesting podcast.
I know, but I just like saying that.
I know.
So Tina had a very interesting day last Friday. She had an opportunity, which, by the way, I just want to say I'm jealous.
I know.
She had an opportunity to go and spend the day at our children's school. And she helped out volunteering and then just hung out and volunteered in the classrooms and was able to enjoy lunch with the kids. Mm-hmm. And I just thought I wanted her to share some of the things from the lunchroom. Let's just say this is going to be the lunchroom diary.
Yes.
The lunches.
And post-lunchroom, actually.
Post-lunchroom, that's right.
Yes, and what I found. Very interesting, right? So, yeah,
please,
it was kind of a shocking day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not too shocking because, you know, I mean, I hear all the time from the kids, you know, what other kids are eating, you know. So it wasn't like too much of a shock. There was a couple big shockers for me. But, yeah, so I got to go. I spent the morning with one of our twins is teachers, and then I went and hung out with our 10-year-old's teacher, and then I went and had lunch with the girls, and then I had lunch with our 10-year-old, and then I went back to our 10-year-old's classroom because he has multiple teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and spent time in our other twins' classroom. So I kind of got all their classrooms in one day.
That's so great.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool. And I got to eat with both of them at different times. But, you know, I'll tell you, the lunches that, so first of all, you know, the school lunches, no matter how hard they try, it's so bad. You know, like we always make our kids lunches because I would never, you know, ask the school to feed our children just because the lunches are just so nutritionally depleted, you know. But there were a lot of kids that brought their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one kid in particular that sat, one kid, a boy and a girl, that sat across from our twins when we were eating lunch. And I have to share what they were eating because I was just blown away, okay? So I'm going to start with the little girl. And these are all like first, second, and third graders, okay? So she pulls out her lunch. She had a long piece of cheese that had turkey wrapped around it that was in its own bag. And then she had a giant bag of M&Ms. Not like a small bag, but like a giant bag of M&Ms.
Wait a minute. Are you talking, first of all, let's go back to the cheese.
Yeah.
Was it like sliced cheese?
No, it
was
like a chunk
around?
Of cheese. It was like,
okay,
how you can buy,
like from a block that,
yes,
was cut off.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
All right.
So a huge,
all right,
block,
so it wasn't
of cheese.
A cheese stick.
No, it didn't look like
and
a cheese stick.
Okay, and it wasn't a slice. It,
no,
had been like cut.
Yeah.
Like cut. Okay.
Out of a block. Yeah.
And then the M&Ms. You
and
said M&Ms. It wasn't a small bag.
No, it was
a
giant bag of M&Ms.
But you're not talking about like the big bags that we
buy
and
like,
pour the M&Ms into little dishes like for a party.
No, not that big.
Okay.
It was like
the king size.
Yeah, like a
king size
bag,
okay,
of M&Ms.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so what she proceeded to do, so that was it. It was like the turkey wrapped in,
that was her
cheese
lunch,
wrapped in turkey and the bag of M&Ms. Okay. But what she proceeded to do was put the turkey aside, okay, which is turkey and cheese, right there. I mean, it's not super healthy, but anyway, she didn't even touch that.
But that's where her protein was.
Right. She basically opened up the bag of M&Ms and during her whole lunch hour proceeded to separate them into groups of colors. So she had a red group and a blue group and an orange group and a green group. And then she just ate from one group. And I looked at our girls and I was like, is that all she's going to eat for lunch today? And they're like, pretty much, mommy. So there you go. So she ate M&Ms
for lunch.
Yeah. Okay. And there was nothing else. Like, she didn't eat the turkey and the cheese. So that was funny. But the biggest one was the little boy, okay? So he wasn't literally sitting with us. He was kind of sitting a kid down mm-hmm. from us. But I just couldn't help but notice what he was pulling out of his lunchbox, okay? So he had a ton of stuff in his lunchbox, but it was all junk. Like, there was not one healthy bit of anything in this kid's lunchbox, okay? He had, so the first thing he ate was a package of fruit snacks, you know, those prepackaged
like
fruit
snacks. Like the
gummy? Yeah, like the gummy fruit snacks, okay. Right? And then he had one of those yogurts, you know, the long, skinny,
the go-gurt
yeah. things that you can
it's like
off
the liquid yogurt in a
and
little...
And it squirts up through the plastic thing, right? And then he had, it was a thing of Fig Newtons,
mm-hmm.
and he had a candy bar. I can't remember what kind of candy bar. It was some weird candy. And then he had one of the, this was the topper, the strawberry shortcake ice cream bar.
An ice cream bar. Actually, this was my favorite one.
He literally had an ice cream bar in his lunch.
Yes.
And whoever packed his lunch put a ice pack in the lunchbox so that his ice cream bar would stay frozen.
I mean, that is like, I don't even know how to describe it, but that is true, you know, commitment, dedication to the preservation. Am I saying
yes,
it right?
Of ice cream.
Of the ice cream.
Yes. And the ice cream, it was still
intact. Was it still
intact
and hard?
Yeah. I mean,
as much as you could tell.
Yeah. It wasn't like super soft or oozing all over the place, but
determination.
That is
determination.
I was in absolute shock over what, and he proceeded, he blew through every single one of those things. Yeah. He ate through, and that was it, like lunch is like 25, 30 minutes. He ate every single thing in his lunch.
So gummy fruit snacks, a go-gurt, and the ice cream bar.
Candy bar and the
strawberry shortcake bar. That was an ice pack. That's actually my favorite story.
The ice cream bar.
Yeah, the ice cream bar.
Yeah. So anyway, it was very interesting, okay, watching all that. The other thing is there's a side of the cafeteria where the smaller kids go through, mm-hmm. you know, where they can buy their lunch. The school lunch, which that day was pizza, and then the other side was where a lot of the the middle school kids went, right? So I asked the kids, and this was, I don't know if they're right or not, but this was their interpretation of the different lines, okay? So I said, so what's the difference between that line over there where the little kids go and that line over there where the bigger kids are going? And they're like, well, over there where the little kids go, that's where we get our, you know, our school meals. And over there, that's just snacks.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So if you want to get a bag of chips and a soda, mm-hmm. you obviously go over there. But if you want your meal, your pizza or whatever, you're going to go over to this other land. Mm. And so sure enough, you see all the like 7th and 8th graders lined up along the wall to go get snacks mm-hmm. for lunch. Whereas you see all the little kids lined up to get their pizza.
Right.
You know? And then, of course, like I said, a lot of kids having lunch, bringing their own lunch, right? So anyway, I, again, just a little blown away, you know? I mean, I knew lunches were bad, but I didn't think they were that bad, okay? And then I go to the classrooms, mm-hmm. okay? So now this is post-lunch, right?
Right, so how are the kids acting after they eat?
So let's talk about, because the boy that ate all that stuff I just told you about, he was actually in the twins class that I went to last, mm-hmm. okay? And ironically, this little boy sits off on his own up against the wall, okay? Like at his own desk, like where all the other kids are grouped, you know, mm-hmm. their desks are in like groups of three or four and they all sit together facing each other or near the chalkboard or whatever. This little boy is off on his own facing the wall, okay? And I remember helping the teacher and, you know, this kid is bouncing off the walls. Literally bouncing off the walls. He is up and jumping out of his seat. He's, you know, he's really not paying attention. He's like beating to his own drum, okay? And I'm thinking to myself, I'll tell you exactly what is wrong with this little boy.
Mm-hmm.
He is eating nothing but sugar and chemicals all day, I'm sure in the morning and at dinner, right? And this is literally a kid on sugar and chemicals.
Yeah.
Okay, and it breaks your heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, well, because it's not his fault.
No, it's not his fault.
Right.
But this is what he's learning.
Yeah.
And most likely, sadly enough, that's what his parent, whoever's packing lunch, that's what they know.
Yeah, it's not even the parent's
fault. It's not their fault. That's what they know. That's the American diet.
Right.
That's the American way. Okay, and we've spoken about this on prior podcasts about, you know, taking our kids to their gymnastics or they're dancing and they have these vending machines and you have these little toddlers walking around with a diet soda that their parent got out of the the vending machine.
Right.
And it is very heartbreaking because you're basically setting this child up for disease, okay, a disease at a very early age.
Right.
I mean, the epidemic of obesity and diabetes in children is rising higher and higher here in America.
Well, and all the diseases that kids are being diagnosed with, all these issues, ADHD and, you know, all of these attention deficit issues and my child can't sit still for more, you know, it's all about the food.
I know
it's all about the food and of course the medicines, right? So we feed them these really bad foods and then they get sick and then we put them on medicines and they just get more and more toxic and you know, and so just is a spiral downward.
It is, you know, and the body, again, the body can only take so much. I mean, your body, in order to build healthy cells, okay, you need healthy cells to make healthy tissue, to make healthy organs, to make a healthy body. And I've said this many times on other podcasts. The body can only make healthy tissue and healthy organs if it has the healthy nutrients that it needs.
Mm-hmm.
And when our body is being fed chemicals and sugar, those are not nutrients.
Right.
They're not nutrients. If anything, they rob the body.
Right.
They rob the body because now the body has these chemicals and this sugar. It doesn't know what to do with it. It's giving absolutely no nutrient to, you know,
help
the body function and to build healthy cells and to keep the cells that are in there healthy.
Right.
And so with time, disease starts to set in.
Right.
And we're starting to see, we've been seeing a lot of young people in our practice. We're a gastroenterology practice. So we see, you know, people with digestive issues. We've been seeing young people in their 20s with all sorts of digestive issues now over the past several years.
Right.
And I really think it's because they are a generation of kids who have grown up on this kind of diet that you're describing.
Right.
You know, and if that's what they're eating for lunch, I'm sure that for breakfast, they're probably eating Lucky Charms or some sugary cereal.
Right.
And then, you know, who knows for dinner.
Right. Well, and I just wanted to use the rest of the podcast just to give parents some ideas of healthier things to do for lunches, because I do know a lot of parents that come to us for guidance are like, well, what do you feed your kids? You know, so look, it's all about fresh food. Okay, so you got to get away from the packaged stuff. I know it seems easy to go to the big box stores and buy, you know, 25 million things of fruit snacks that'll last forever and you can just throw one in your kid's lunch every day, but it's just as easy to throw some fresh strawberries in their lunch, to throw some fresh grapes, to throw, you know, fresh blueberries, whatever it is. We try to give our kids each day one fresh fruit, right, as their sugar component, right, their snack. We give them one fresh vegetable, whether that's a cucumber or grape tomatoes or we do like avocado. The kids got avocado today in their lunch. And then we usually always give them some form of a sandwich, right? We use the Ezekiel bread, but we'll make like a sesame butter and jelly sandwich. We'll do tuna sandwiches. I'll do just all different variations of sandwiches. One day we'll do like a cheese crisp kind of thing, but I'll put beans inside, right? Refried beans to give them the protein, or I'll do black beans on the inside with some rice cheese right on a flour tortilla. So trying to give them that protein from the sandwich and the good grains. You know, but other vegetables, celery sticks, you know, I mean, just so always
hummus,
a fruit. Yeah,
hummus,
dipping with hummus.
Right.
Always a fruit, always a veggie, always some form of a sandwich. And then we do like, you know, either a healthier chip, like a blue corn chip, right? Organic blue corn chip. We'll do the spelt pretzels, right, in their lunch. Just stuff like that. I mean, there's, you know, they don't have to go without. you know, like the chips and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. But we just buy the healthier versions, absolutely, right? Like, I'm not buying Doritos and Cheetos and stuff like that. So that's it. I mean, it's not that hard to make a healthy lunch each day.
And I do want to say that before we started on this journey back in 2007, 2008, we didn't know any different either.
Right.
All right. We used to buy these fruit gummy bear, right, you know, fruit snacks and the fruit roll-ups. And we didn't know any different either.
Right.
And we used to put this stuff in our kids' lunch boxes thinking, right, oh, it's fruit. Mm-hmm. It's fruit.
It's not fruit.
It's not fruit. But I'm saying this because if you're listening, if you have children or if you know someone that has children, please share this podcast with them. Because this is not to point fingers at anyone. Mm-hmm. This is to try to educate.
Right.
And to say, look, we didn't know either, but we learned. And our goal here is to try to teach you. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't start feeding our children good, wholesome, healthy food to build them up, to be strong, mm-hmm, believe me, they're going to be sick. Mm-hmm. When they become young adults, they're going to be sick because their body can only take all these chemicals and sugar for so long.
Right.
And I do want to just quickly say something. I did a colonoscopy on a patient this week, young person, I think she's 25 or 26, who had come in with a little bit of rectal bleeding. Not much, just a little bit. And even at the surgical center, she even almost didn't do the colonoscopy because she was like, I don't know. I decided I don't think I really need this. I feel fine. It was a little bit of blood. But her boyfriend talked her into it. And so we did the colonoscopy. And she had some hemorrhoids, which is probably where she was bleeding from. But what she had, which I was shocked to find in such a young person, was about 7-8 polyps, mm-hmm, big polyps that I took off. And I told her, this is a blessing in disguise that you had a little blood.
Yeah.
Because the bleeding didn't come from the polyps. But incidentally, we happened to find these polyps, which I'm sure are going to come back precancerous. Mm-hmm. If she, as the normal guidelines say, do a colonoscopy at the age of 50, unless there's family history of colon cancer, colon polyps.
She wouldn't have made it that
far. She wouldn't have made it that far.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have made it that far. Yeah. And you know, they were asking me, why? Why? I mean, no family history, nothing. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what? I mean, it could be genetic. I'm going to send her to a genetic counselor, do some testing. However, I told her, it's probably diet more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Help your children now.
Yes.
And if you need more guidance for your kids, please let us know. We're more than happy to help you. Although we're very passionate about getting everyone well, we're really passionate about helping kids stay well.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.